19. Safe things. 5.5 years ago. The silk of Shallan's new dress was softer than any she had owned before. It touched her skin like a comforting breeze. The left cuff clipped closed over the hand. She was old enough now to cover her safe hand. She had once dreamed of wearing a woman's dress. Her mother and she... Her mother... Shallan's mind went still. Like a candle suddenly snuffed, she stopped thinking. She leaned back in her chair, legs tucked up underneath her, hands in her lap. The dreary stone dining chamber bustled with activity as Devar Manor prepared for guests. Shallan did not know which guests, only that her father wanted the place immaculate. Not that she could do anything to help. Two maids bustled past. "She saw," one whispered softly to the other, a new woman. "Poor thing was in the room when it happened. Hasn't spoken a word in 5 months. The master killed his own wife and her lover, but don't let it..." They continued talking, but Shallan didn't hear. She kept her hands in her lap. Her dress's vibrant blue was the only real color in the room. She sat on the dais, beside the high table. A half-dozen maids in brown, wearing gloves on their safe hands, scrubbed the floor and polished the furniture. Parshmen carted in a few more tables. A maid threw open the windows, letting in damp, fresh air from the recent high storm. Shallan caught mention of her name again. The maids apparently thought that because she didn't speak, she didn't hear, either. At times, she wondered if she was invisible. Perhaps she wasn't real. That would be nice. The door to the hall slammed open, and Nan Helleran entered. Tall, muscular, square-chinned. Her oldest brother was a man. The rest of them? They were children. Even Tet Balat, who had reached the age of adulthood. Helleran scanned the chamber, perhaps looking for their father. Then he approached Shallan, a small bundle under his arm. The maids made way with alacrity. "Hello, Shallan," Helleran said, squatting down beside her chair. "Here to supervise?" It was a place to be. Father did not like her being where she could not be watched. He worried. "I brought you something," Helleran said, unwrapping his bundle. "I ordered it for you in Northgrip, and the merchant only just passed by." He took out a leather satchel. Shallan took it hesitantly. Helleran's grin was so wide it practically glowed. It was hard to frown in a room where he was smiling. When he was around, she could almost pretend. Her mind went blank. "Shallan?" he asked, nudging her. She undid the satchel. Inside was a sheaf of drawing paper, the thick kind, the expensive kind, and a set of charcoal pencils. She raised her covered safe hand to her lips. "I've missed your drawings," Helleran said. "I think you could be very good, Shallan. You should practice more." She ran the fingers of her right hand across the paper, then picked up a pencil. She started to sketch. It had been too long. "I need you to come back, Shallan," Helleran said softly. She hunched over, pencil scratching on paper. "Shallan, no words, just drawing." "I'm going to be away a lot in the next few years," Helleran said. "I need you to watch the others for me. I'm worried about Balat. I gave him a new axe-hound pup, and he wasn't kind to it. You need to be strong, Shallan, for them." The maids had grown quiet since Helleran's arrival. Lethargic vines curled down outside the window nearby. Shallan's pencil continued to move, as if she weren't doing the drawing, as if it were coming up out of the page, the charcoal seeping out of the texture, like blood. Helleran sighed, standing. Then he saw what she was drawing. Bodies, face down, on the floor with... He grabbed the paper and crumpled it. Shallan started, pulling back, fingers shaking as she clutched the pencil. "Draw plants," Helleran said. "And animals. Safe things, Shallan. Don't dwell on what happened." Tears trickled down her cheeks. "We can't have vengeance yet," Helleran said softly. "Balat can't lead the house, and I must be away. Soon, though." The door slammed open. Father was a big man, bearded in careless defiance of fashion, his Vaden clothing eschewed the modern designs. Instead, Father wore a skirt-like garment of silk, called an ulatu, and a tight shirt with a robe over the top. No mink pelts as his grandfather's might have worn, but otherwise very, very traditional. He towered taller than Helleran, taller than anyone else on the estate. More parshmen entered after him, carrying bundles of food for the kitchens. All three had marbled skin, two red on black and one red on white. Father liked parshmen. They did not talk back.
"I got word that you told the stable to prepare one of my carriages, Helleran," Father bellowed. "I'll not have you gallivanting off again."
"There are more important things in this world," Helleran said. "More important even than you and your crimes."
"Do not speak that way to me,"
Father said, stalking forward, finger pointed at Helleran.
"I am your father."
Maids scurried to the side of the room, trying to stay out of the way. Shallan pulled the satchel up against her chest, trying to hide in her chair.
"You are a murderer," Helleran said calmly.
Father stopped in place, face gone red beneath his beard. He then continued forward.
"How dare you? You think I can't have you imprisoned? Because you're my heir, you think I..."
Something formed in Helleran's hand. A line of mist that coalesced into silvery steel. A blade some 6 feet long, curved and thick, with the side that wasn't sharp rising into a shape like burning flames or perhaps ripples of water. It had a gemstone set at the pommel, and as light reflected off the metal, the ridges seemed to move. Helleran was a shard-bearer. "Stormfather? How? When?" Father cut off, pulling up short. Helleran hopped down from the low dais, then leveled the shard blade at his father. The point touched Father's chest. Father raised his hands to the sides, palms forward.
"You are a vile corruption upon this house," Helleran said. "I should shove this through your chest. To do so would be a mercy."
"Helleran."
The passion seemed to have bled from Father, like the color from his face, which had gone stark white.
"You don't know what you think you know. Your mother..."
"I will not listen to your lies,"
Helleran said, rotating his wrist, twisting the sword in his hand, point still against Father's chest.
"So easy."
"No,"
Shallan whispered. Helleran cocked his head, then turned, not moving the sword.
"No,"
Shallan said. "Please."
"You speak now," Helleran said. "To defend him?"
He laughed, a wild bark of a noise. He whipped the sword away from Father's chest. Father sat down in a dining chair, face still pale.
"How? A shard blade? Where?"
He glanced suddenly upward.
"But no, it's different. Your new friends? They trust you with this wealth?"
"We have an important work to do," Helleran said, turning and striding to Shallan. He laid a hand fondly on her shoulder. He continued more softly.
"I will tell you of it some day, sister. It is good to hear your voice again before I leave."
"Don't go,"
she whispered. The words felt like gauze in her mouth. It had been months since she'd last spoken.
"I must. Please do some drawings for me while I'm gone. Of fanciful things.
of brighter days. Can you do that?
She nodded.
Farewell, father, Helleran said, turning and striding from the room. Try not to ruin too much while I'm gone. I will come back periodically to check.
His voice echoed in the hallway outside as he left.
Bright Lord Devar stood roaring. The few maids left in the room fled out the side door into the gardens.
Shallan shrank back, horrified, as her father picked up his chair and slammed it into the wall. He kicked over a small dining table, then took the chairs one at a time and smashed them into the floor with repeated brutal blows. Breathing deeply, he turned his eyes on her. Shallan whimpered at the rage, the lack of humanity in his eyes. As they focused on her, the life returned to them. Father dropped a broken chair and turned his back toward her as if ashamed, before fleeing the room.